I'm ready this time for real. So, what's up, everyone? You are now tuned in to episode 70 of True to Size.
Is everybody ready? Are we ready?
Maybe.
You guys ready?
Send me that.
Okay. Right, let's get ready to go.
Let's start now.
Send it.
Yeah.
What's going on, everyone? And welcome to episode 70 of True to Size. We are a weekly podcast centered around the wild world of sneakers. I will be your host today. My name is Lawrence Hopkins, and I am joined by the rest of the team at Canada Got Soul, Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Yo.
And Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Hi there.
And we're joined once again by the reigning True to Size guest champion and just a good guy.
Well, thank you.
He's all right.
Don't be good. Be great, though,
he's
Phil. That is Phil Dos Santos, and a.k.a. at Soul Purpose. Go ahead. Sorry.
No, I just want to give anyone an update in case you've been asleep or in a coma for the past 2 weeks. But the Kawhi watch is done, so... it didn't really work out if you're a Raptors fan, but it's fine. Moving along. Have you been holding that in? Onwards and upwards. No, I just want
to. I can't wait to be back on True to Size so I can pull this joke out right out of the gate.
Anyways, let's just go.
So Kawhi watch is over.
We're not watching anymore.
I can't wait to see him in a Raptors jersey next year.
Oh yeah, it's gonna be
back
great.
To back, baby.
Mm. Hey,
we've got a good show for you guys this week. We're gonna run through, I think, possibly my personal favorite fire round question so far. It was a good one, and it was a very slow news week. No one is disappointed in the lack of headlines there. But Philly is here. And we are here.
Yes.
So maybe we should just do some impromptu shoe haul planning tonight, since we were going to have the conversation after the podcast anyways.
Let's do it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fuck it. We'll do it live.
Yeah. Oh. I'm down.
Yeah.
Not bad, right?
Oh, Fox News reference.
Thanks, man. Mm-hmm. Fox it. We'll do it live. But first, Alvin.
Fire round.
That was good. Have you been practicing?
No.
Oh. Mm.
You can tell. I got really nervous.
Sounds rehearsed.
Thanks.
Sounds rehearsed.
I appreciate that.
We like to start every show with a quick hitting question from you, our listeners. And this week's question comes from Manny Amango.
Yo.
Hola,
this is
senor.
Like a two-parter kind of thing.
This one was
part
cool
EEE, part fire round. But he says, sup, guys. My name is Manny. I figured that from the Instagram name, but I'm glad he clarified.
Hola, Manny.
Hence
Hola.
The handle.
Yeah. They are connected. And he said, I'm listening from Pinole in California.
California.
Okay. he says it's 25 minutes north of San Fran. Just wanted to quickly say, fuck Golden State. he says, just wanted to let y'all know that this is the funniest podcast I'm sub to. Like, y'all are hella hilarious. Two things, he's probably not subscribed to that many podcasts. Yeah. Second thing, hella is very San Fran, isn't it?
He's going
to
stop listening after this episode.
I hope he's not a Golden State fan, because we've been bashing them for a month. But his fire round question. He says, music and sneakers are one and the same. I was looking at my Black Cement 3s the other day and couldn't help but hear Respiration by Blackstar. And when I wear any of my SB Dunks, I hear Electric Relaxation by a Tribe Called Quest.
Ooh.
So what is one song you hear in your head when you put a shoe on from your collection?
Damn.
This is a pretty good one. And I think that everyone can kind of relate to that. Whether it's not that shoe necessarily makes you feel that way, but maybe you heard that song when you were wearing that shoe in the past, or that shoe was in the music video for that song, or whatever it may be. Anyone have anything jump to their mind right off the top? For me,
why don't you tell us which one it is for you?
Let me start and drag out an answer here for you guys.
Let's do it up.
It's kind of a cheap answer, but it definitely is an honest answer. When I wear the JTH, the Bio Beiges, I hear Higher Higher by Justin Timberlake, which is the cheap answer because that's literally the song the shoe is based off of.
Yeah.
And it says higher on the medial side of the shoe. Mm-hmm. And for anyone who doesn't know that album, Man of the Woods, he did a collaboration with like a ton of different brands for each song on the album. So Higher mm-hmm. Higher was Jordan, and then can't think of literally any other ones off the top of
Levi's?
My head. There was a Levi's yeah. one, yeah, which was, I think, cool. Flannel. Mm. Was the song mm. but yeah, so he did a collaboration.
It's good with marketing.
Yeah, it's very very cool. Yeah. Yeah, collaboration with a bunch of different brands for each song on that album. So obviously Higher Higher, like MJ Higher, he did mm-hmm. a shoe. So yeah, every time I put that shoe on, I just hear that song flowing through my head.
True.
Anybody got anything?
It's
one of those ones that Calvin I feel like something. Might be hard to think of on the spot,
yeah.
but everyone has that, I think. No?
I don't have a song that comes to mind attached to shoes. Well, I might, but nothing's coming to mind, as,
yeah.
as you correctly assumed. But just for answering's sake, I'm going to say the Space Jam 11s mm-hmm. and R. Kelly's I Believe I Can Fly
Ooh,
comes to mind.
Nice, nice.
And then I take off the shoes and send them to jail. Because they don't have shoes. They don't have shoes in jail. So I just donate them.
That's a good ass song, though.
That's good.
We're gonna let that run a little bit while you guys think.
Hmm.
Oh, you can't play this. He's canceled.
Are you seriously playing?
You can't play this. He's canceled.
I like this song, man.
Oh man.
He's canceled.
Turn just it that off. Then. Go ahead. Do you have an answer?
Yeah.
Give me one that I can play.
Black Cement Threes.
There you go. Oh, okay.
There we go.
For Kanye.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Uh-huh.
All of nice. The lights.
Yes.
Oh,
when he's
oh,
on top.
That's a good one.
When he's on top of the police car.
On top yeah. of the popo.
Thank you. Thank you for not choosing anything from Yeezus. Much appreciated from Yeezus. Thank you for not
what
choosing
is that?
Anything.
What
yeah.
is that?
What
yeah.
is that?
Yes. So in this song, he's jumping on the police
yeah.
car wearing the Black Cement
so
3s.
Crazy.
And they zoom in on it and the yeah. lights are flashing on the police car. Yes.
Super cool.
Joel. Do you have anything for us?
I don't know the name of the song.
Well, that doesn't help me.
But when I wear my Chucks, like I always wear Chucks,
mm-hmm.
I get that. Dun, 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 dun,
oh,
dun, dun.
It's
what song is that? Hold is on. That Exhibit? No,
I have no clue. What's that supposed to be?
E-E-E.
It might be The Game.
Maybe.
I don't know.
Maybe from one of the game tracks. I'll
can you do it one more time so everyone...
That doom, 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 doom.
I know it. I know the beat. I just don't know the track. I can't remember
it's not.
Track.
I know the exact beat, but
Philly
it's not coming to mind either. I'll try and
no
think
clue.
About it before the show's over.
All right, we'll think about
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Please, if someone listening can think of it, E-E-E-S, because I have no clue what that is supposed to be.
I think it's
Snoop. No?
You think it's the game?
If you would like to submit a question for the fire round and have us answer it on the podcast, please shoot us a message on Instagram or email us.
It's Tupac.
It's Tupac.
Oh, it's Tupac.
Yeah.
Tupac.
I saw Philly thinking.
What's the song name?
Ambitions as a Rider?
Yeah.
Ooh, that was a really bad impression of the song.
We'll keep it.
Oh, I got it.
You got it.
I got
See?
It.
We'll end the episode on that song.
Okay. Because
I was just about to send to the CGS picks.
Ooh.
Each week we all pick an upcoming sneaker to analyze, dissect, and give our thoughts on. Then we decide if it's poop, scoop, whoop-de-whoop, or Alvin's trademark phrase.
Cute.
Cute, cute, cute. And rock, paper, scissors. I'll go first this week.
Oh.
Yeah, just switch things up a little bit, right?
True.
And my pick this week is going to start off an avalanche of para collabs for us. But my choice is the Para Dunk SB Low, the retail version. We'll just throw that out off the bat. So I'm not sure how it took us this long to even pick the shoe because it's been floating around on the internet. And honestly, when I first saw it, I thought it was fake because it seemed like a weird collab at first. Like it doesn't seem like they would fit together. But the shoe itself is absolutely incredible. It's in mostly white upper with a quadruple swoosh that looks very 3D. And it's like the Chanel carpet material on the mm-hmm. swoosh. The liner, the sock liner looks like the pattern on the Par Air Max 1 from last year. Mm-hmm. And it's got the mini swoosh on the toe box, which just sets it off like crazy. These are set to drop this month on the 26th, I think is what I read. So I'm hoping that people forget that SBs were cool for a while and it just falls back into like, the graveyard of shoes, so I can get these really easily because I do like these a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so these are a whoop-de-whoop. I think it's been a while since we've used whoop-de-whoop.
Whoop-de-whoop.
But these are absolutely a whoop-de-whoop. Joel, you can go next.
All right, so continuing on with the paras, I picked the SB Blazer Lows. And just like the Dunks, it's got the all-white upper. It's got the quadruple chenille swoosh. It's got the liner, sock liner, continuing on to, you know, from the Dunk. But the only thing that's missing is the mini swoosh. Mm. But fuck it, these are nice, man. But yeah, these are just like you, a whoop-de-whoop as well.
What do you prefer, the Blazer or the Dunk?
The Dunks, man.
Everybody in agreement with that, or?
The Dunks.
The Dunk.
Dunk for everybody?
Yeah, let's go, yeah. Dunk.
The Badonkadonk.
Badonkadonks. Mm.
Mm. Alvin, speaking of Badonkadonks, what do you got?
I got the Para X Nike SB Dunk Low Friends.
It's a really uniform this week.
Family. This features it features a similar swoosh that the regular customer pair will get.
Regular customer.
Yeah, because you're not family.
Peasants.
Let's be real.
The peasant pair.
And then it also has right. And also has like a Para on the. What do you call it? Left the shoe. Sorry, guys.
You okay there, bud?
A little bit.
We had a big dinner.
Yeah.
We always have a big
dinner. Oh, yeah, man. And then as opposed to like a white midsole, it comes with a gum midsole as well as a gum outsole. It's super, super clean. The upper itself is no longer white. It is now called a midnight turquoise, but it's like a navy, I would say.
It's a sick-ass color, man.
Super, super cool. I wish I was a friend and a family of Para, but these would be a scoop-de-whoop if I was a friend or family of one of them.
Yeah, I can agree. Sure. So, of the two Dunks, what do you guys like better?
The white.
The white, really?
Yeah.
Yeah. The friends and family one's cool, but I feel like I would wear the white one so much more.
I think I like the family and friends one more, just because it's so different.
Yeah.
Like, not that the white one's not completely out of the ordinary as well, but I really like that. What did we call it? Midnight turquoise.
Mm.
And then on top of the gum is like so clean. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, but the sock liner is what gets me though.
Yeah.
The sock liner and the
on the white is, there's no wrong answer. They're both incredible. Yeah.
I hope they make socks that match the sock liner.
Ooh, I agree.
Imagine.
Skateboarding socks.
Para, holla at me.
Ooh. Would they be thick or would they be thin because the shoe's already kind of
chunky? I think they would be
thick.
Thick.
Or what if they made chenille?
Just like we like them.
Chenille socks.
Yeah.
Ooh. Mm. Those might be a little bit warm for skateboarding.
Yeah.
That's fine.
But that's fine. I like where you're going with this. Phil,
mm-hmm.
our guest of honor,
uh-huh.
minus the honor.
Oh, whoa. this is taking an awkward turn.
What do you have for us this week?
This week I have the Nike Kyrie 5 Para. Oh wait, sorry, I forgot.
Soon enough.
I picked one that's not
next year. Next year.
Yeah, they're probably holding off for the 6. But the Kyrie 5 SpongeBob SquarePants collaboration. Same Kyrie 5 Flytrap. Flytrap on the upper lockdown fit, the Zoom Turbo, and. What I liked about the Kyrie 4 that they continued on was the outsole starts obviously from the bottom, but it curves up along
it's,
the
yeah. It's not like
lateral sides.
What do you want to call it? Like a 90-degree angle.
Mm-hmm.
It's curvy. Did you like that playing in it? Did
yeah.
you play in it?
Yeah. I play in the 4s still.
Still.
I burnt through the Lucky Charms pair, and ooh. I have the black and white pair. I don't know what they're called. Ankle takers? Is that what they're called?
I don't know, man.
Probably.
There's no reason anyone should know that, but I burnt through those two, so I need to hit up our good friends at StockX and buy a cheap pair of Kyrie 4s.
I was concerned, like, just looking at them because of the curved. It looks like the shape ups to me, which were obviously a scam. But I just don't know if I would trust a curve. Like, I need a little bit more support. Did you find it was still okay on your ankles?
Yeah.
Or
Yeah, I like them.
Because I have ankles like rubber. Like, they're just like, I'm Gumby down there.
We've played ball a couple times, and I only remember one time that you hurt your ankle.
Yeah, and we played two times. So
we played
not a good percentage.
50% of the time, it's an injury. No, I'm just kidding. Knock on wood.
That was a hard foul, though. I'm not going to lie. That wasn't even me. I didn't get my ankles broken by anybody. It was a bad foul.
Snapped.
I got like a twig. I got Kawhi'd. Someone slipped under me, and I just Anyways.
Worst. Worse. Okay.
Anyways, so, yeah, back to the shoes.
Anyways.
My devastating career-ending injury.
So he announced this a day or two ago. I think the cool thing was that he's newly signed to Roc Nation Sports, and I think he did the first post or announcement through Roc Nation Sports, on their IG account.
That's their first post?
No. Oh. It's his announcement. It didn't go through Nike or it didn't go through sneaker thing. It went through Roc Nation Sports on their IG, I think. But five shoes in the collab. Two of them, I believe, are the Kyrie 2 Low. I might get eat on this.
I think that's correct.
And the other three are SpongeBob character themes. So obviously there's the Squidward one, which is what color is Squidward? It's is he
pink?
Coral?
Pink?
He's not pink. That's like, Patrick.
Oh no, sorry, I was thinking about Patrick.
Yeah, he's Squidward purple. Is like green.
When's like whatever this color. It's like a coral greeny. You guys know what color. It's
like mint. Make it like a dark mint.
Yeah, teal. I don't have to explain. You guys know.
Dark mint, tealy dark mint. Yeah.
Tealy mint.
Yeah.
Teal mint.
And then it's a tealy mint on the upper and then like I guess it looks like a light bluish on the
light teal mint.
The midsole on the midsole. And then our good friend Patrick, our favorite, is he slow? Or he just looks like that.
I think unofficially.
I don't watch the show. I'm sorry.
He's unofficially slow.
And I understand that's not politically correct, but you know,
we already played R. Kelly.
We're all adults.
Bad episode.
So,
and
oh no.
Let's skip through that. Everyone's favorite is a starfish.
Yes.
Yes. He's starfish. A starfish. Pink? Patrick Star is his name. Yes.
Oh, Patrick Star. What an appropriate name. It's like if your name was Lawrence Human, then it'd be
exactly,
like,
yeah.
No explanation.
That's actually my middle name.
No explanation. So the Patrick one is a pink upper and then like a kind of limey green outsole midsole.
Like his pants.
Beautiful.
And then, how he looks like in the cartoon.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
They know what they're doing at Nike. And the SpongeBob is yellow, obviously. And then there's a little bit of red and then a brown.
I could have guessed that.
Yeah. Yeah. So they really hit the nail on the head with this one.
They really did.
Yeah,
nailed it.
It's a cool collab. Just like the General Mills one last year with the cereal.
I just called it cereal.
The cereal box collab with the Kix, which is a very. I'm assuming that's a personal choice because that's a very weird third cereal to pick with the Cinnamon Toast Crunch, one of the greatest cereals of all time.
Lucky Charms, infamous, and then. Yeah. Kicks.
So Kicks. I like. Yeah,
I've never even heard of Kicks.
I don't know whose uncle chose Kicks, but
Uncle Dennis chose.
Yeah,
Kicks.
I like the theme. I like that there's three options instead of just it's like some collabs. Obviously not the Power Collab, but some collabs only have one option.
Yeah.
So you know, this gives you some variety, like the cereal pack did last year. For me, I like all three. I'm gonna try and grab. I grab all three of them for the right price.
I don't know if
ES passed.
I was gonna say I don't know if these are gonna end up being a right price kind of shoe because even the cereal pack one is sold quite quickly. Yeah.
Those Kicks are going for the low.
Are they?
No pun intended. The Kicks ones, I think. I haven't checked. I would never check. But the Lucky Charms are like they're going for like 200 plus. I think American. Yeah. So.
I could see SpongeBob has like a cult following.
Fact.
So. I think it's a really cool collaboration. Yeah. I'm surprised it took someone so long to do a collaboration with SpongeBob. And I think that they did a good job on it.
And I think all the rookies or younger players in the league, even older ones, but the younger ones especially are, what are they, 19, 20 coming to the league?
Yeah.
Like, this is the right age group.
Exactly.
So it makes sense. 100%. Good job, Kyrie Irving.
Do you like this one better or the cereal pack better?
Ooh. Not a SpongeBob fan. I am a cereal fan. But just like aesthetically looking at the shoes, colors, SpongeBob pack looks better.
Correct. Mm. Yes, that's correct. I agree. Especially on court, those are some bright colors.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Not like the other one, the cereal was there's a brown one. Like the Cinnamon Toast was brown, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Like they're kind of just plain.
Yeah, very
These
plain.
Ones, like they're going to know Patrick Starr's on your foot if you step on the court. Like,
for sure.
But then you have to play. Not like Patrick Starr, like Kyrie.
I can play like Patrick Starr, no problem.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No problem.
I can play like Patrick Starr, no problem.
Yeah, got it.
Honestly sold it to me just now.
Okay.
You did a good job. Because I was on the fence, thought they were whatever, kind of okay. But now I agree if I can get it for the right price. And you said that you were okay with your ankles not snapping.
Fine. My problem, this is totally irrelevant, I don't know why I'm saying it, but my problem with the Kyrie 5s is that it's hard for me to get my foot in initially. Once you get in, it's very locked in and nice, but It's one of those narrow shoes, like some of the past kitties, where it's hard to get your foot in.
Yes, okay.
Anywho, maybe your friends at Nike will drop you guys some pairs.
Yeah, no, we don't really have Nike basketball friends. They've seen us play, so they're like, yeah, we don't want those individuals representing us. We're going to just stick to sportswear. They can walk around really well, so sportswear is their thing. This week in Kicks, now is the part of the show where we discuss the current headlines and happenings in the world of sneakers. Just a couple of topics to cover this week. First up, Virgil was hacked. Ooh. Sound the alarms. The world is ending. Virgil Abloh's Instagram was
hacked. Hide the zip strips.
Hide the zip strips. Last week, someone hacked Virgil's Instagram, and they tried to make some money off of him. Did you guys see this at all?
How dare they?
So, posing as Virgil, obviously, the random account first said if another account reached 200,000 followers, they would release unreleased and unseen Nike off-white collaborative shoes. Wow. So that account amassed quite a few followers in that short amount of time. I did not check for reference how many. And then, I guess that wasn't moving quite fast enough for them. So they posted on Virgil's, I think it was his story and his main feed, that he'd be selling some off-white dunks for $5,000 in Bitcoin or whatever, like a bunch of different currencies that cannot be tracked and would be sent to this individual who hacked Virgil. And apparently a bunch of people indeed did fall for this ploy. That's allegedly, because there was no way that anyone in their right mind would admit that they were hacked by, or they were duped by this hacker.
Yeah.
And sent $5,000 to a random offshore Bitcoin account.
I've been bamboozled.
That's right. They were bamboozled. For that, they get. Sorry there, buddy. Virgil's not reselling his own shoes, kid. That's it for that. Next up, Adidas is selling shoes for 99 cents.
Did you guys see this? Yeah.
This is good. There's not a lot of great things you can get for 99 cents.
But one of them
is definitely a can of Arizona iced tea.
Facts. Yeah.
By the way, this segment was brought to you by Arizona iced tea.
Nice.
That's amazing.
So Adidas has hooked up with Iced Tea Goat. I'm going to say it. The Iced Tea Goat.
They're pretty good.
Arizona on a collection of sneakers, including the Young One and the Continental. Are you have something to say about the iced tea?
Yeah, I know discussion? They're
sponsoring
the show.
Let's save it till after this.
Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
We can all think of our supporting arguments for which iced tea is the best. The Young One and the Continental 80. There's two different colors in each of those shoes. So they're clad in the typical, we'll call it mint, I guess. Mint upper for the Arizona can, and then like the cherry blossom design as well, which is
the green tea ginseng, I think.
Yes, yeah. Green tea ginseng.
Ginseng.
Very healthy.
Very good for you. And it's only 99 cents. What a great deal. Wow.
Are you ever thirsty and only have a dollar? Grab an Arizona. It's only 99 cents.
99 cents. Nice.
So yeah.
Cut the check, Arizona.
So the shoes are actually like amazing. Yeah. Like the collection is unreal. Like they did a really good job. It has like the 99 cents on the tongue tag. Yeah. It's got all the Arizona branding. Potentially one of the best collabs overall I've seen in a long time from any brand, I think. Definitely for Adidas. Like they've nothing against Adidas, but they've been sleeping a little bit. Like they were also on Kawhi Watch and they fell asleep and they just woke up this week for the Arizona collab and they hit it out of the park. So they're going to be selling the shoes for 99 cents, just like the Arizona cans, at a pop-up in New York City at an address that I did not write down.
So when are we going to New York?
That doesn't sound like it's going to be crazy.
Yeah, not at all, right?
No.
It's just going to be really annoying for people who have to buy them resale and knowing that you're getting got like crazy. Like, you basically are the same person.
Better be $10 resale, bro.
Yeah. And you're making 10 times your money. Like, shit.
Lots of money to me. That's a great margin. You sell those for at least $20.
That's 20 times what you paid, man? Shit. Where are you ever going to find? It's better than investing in the stock market, I'll tell you that. Anyways, really, really good. I think the pop-up is the 18th and the 19th. So by the time you're listening to this, hopefully you got them.
You
missed it. Correct. What do you have to say about the iced tea before we move on there, Phil?
What's your iced tea commentary? I know, this is not a hot take. I feel like a lot of people are going to agree with me. So feel free to agree with me, people that are listening to this on a Saturday.
I'm ready to get mad. Because I'm an iced tea guy.
Although Arizona is sponsoring this episode 70, I want to say that Nest Tea.
7T, get it?
7T.
Wow.
Very, like iced tea, very 7T.
Refreshing club.
It's a refreshing episode, yeah. Too.
Nest Tea is the goat of iced teas.
You know what? I do like Nest Tea. I prefer Nest Tea Cool. Do they still make Nest Tea Cool?
Yeah, I think they do. It's a sweeter one, no?
Nest Tea Cool? Yeah.
Yes.
That's what is that?
I don't know what the difference is.
It's a little bit sweeter.
But it's good. And they sell it at like gas stations.
And it's cool.
And it's cool.
You know what's not good for iced teas? Brisk.
Correct. Is that the Canadian company, isn't it? Are they?
No, is it's still, it's either, no, I think it's still, I think it's still Nestle or Lipton or
one of those. Oh, it's Lipton.
Lipton. But Brisk is not good. Brisk iced tea. Yeah, Lipton.
Oh, good call. Yeah, yeah. I liked it when I was a kid, but obviously I was an idiot, so.
Yeah, you didn't know nothing.
I didn't know better.
For anyone in America listening to this, you guys don't have iced tea down there. That's just a little quick comment for you.
Do they not?
They have sweet tea.
I know they have sweet tea.
They don't have iced tea. If you go down there and order an iced tea, you're getting a tea with ice.
It's literally, yeah. It's very tart.
You're getting a nice green tea with some ice in it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No.
I do that at pho.
Yeah, but I don't want it when I want a nice refreshing Arizona. I want to walk into the gas station, crack open an Arizona for 99 cents.
With that $1 bill.
With that $1 bill. $1.13 bill.
Mm-hmm.
And just leave a happy man.
Mm.
You know?
Mm. I had one today. It was great.
An Arizona?
Yeah.
Which flavor did you get?
Ginseng.
The original. The original.
Keeping it
classic. I like the peach iced tea mashup one.
Mm. Huh.
Anyone want to chime in there before we move on? This has been a good iced tea discussion.
I'm an Arnold Palmer fan. Any other Arnold Palmer fans?
Half and half, right?
Yes, but I prefer. You got to make it at home. Don't let these companies sell you their pre mixed
for 99 cents, my friend. They can make it for me.
Facts.
Yeah, I'm an iced tea guy, so this was a good discussion for me. I think we should just end the episode here. Thank you to everyone who has. Just kidding.
Night, everyone.
That's how we're going to end it. Good night, everyone. Bye. So, final up, last-minute submission from our good friend, Philip Dos Santos. Big Baller Brand is selling their shirts for $5 at local high school volleyball tournaments. So, this makes me super happy because LeVar Ball is a big idiot. And they were selling shoes for $500 that had no technology in them, and they were not even getting shipped out. So he kind of got what was coming to him. So the website for Big Baller Big Baller Brand is now down, and it just says closed for renovations or whatever it says. Under construction is actually what it says. And they're apparently having clearance closeout sales where they're just trying to liquidate all their stuff. And the way they're doing that is by setting up little flea market style tables.
Wow.
Is what it looks like at a high school volleyball tournament in Los Angeles.
Jeez.
So these t-shirts that were once $50 are now down to $5. They're also running some deals. You know, like end of day deals at the mall where you get the Chinese food for $5.
Sales.
Yes. Mm. You can get hats for $5. That's right. You can get, for $100, you can get a pair of shoes, a hoodie, a t-shirt, and a pair of socks.
No, that's not end of day sale.
Now
right
we're
there,
talking,
bro.
This is what it should have been sold
for. $1? That's not bad.
That's not bad at all.
If those were Nike things, that'd be a good deal.
It would be.
Facts.
If that was Arizona, you could buy 100.
Bro. 100.
So would you rather get the Big Baller Brand clearance package for $100 or 100 cans of iced tea?
I'd rather 100 cans of Arizona iced tea than any Big Baller Brand merchandise.
Okay, but you have to bring them into the house all in one shot.
I don't even care. I'd take in the groceries like a friggin' champ, man.
Yo, real talk, I won't go back to the car, dog.
I was trained
one trip.
As a child. You
one
don't
trip.
Make more than one trip.
One trip.
You it's never do.
Yeah. One trip trip.
That's where your man strength comes from. Carrying groceries in one trip.
One shot.
Case of water throws it off sometimes.
Because
then you're like, oh, but yeah, no. One trip.
It's when you get your daughter to carry the case of water.
Call me one trips. Your 2-year-old daughter to carry a 50-pound case of water.
Grab the 2-4, will you?
Stack them.
Use your knees. Use your legs.
This has been a good episode so far. I'm having a good time. Previously in Kicks, this is the part of the show where we review our latest pickups and recap the latest happenings in our sneaker lives. We had a decent week last week. We got a haul from New Balance Canada.
Yes.
Alvin was the one lucky enough to open them. If you want to take us through that whole experience.
Yeah. So it was an evening. Can't remember which evening.
Was it a nice evening?
Yes.
Nice.
Beautiful.
Awesome.
Drove up to the house. Big box.
Big box.
Big box. I got really excited. I was like, ooh. I was like, babe, New Balance.
A big box.
I just knew. It was New Balance.
Was it because of the logo on the side of the box?
No, they didn't. Was it was the logo was hidden.
So oh, that's
no
smart. It was a delivery man.
Yeah, yeah, thank you.
Okay. Was it a big box full of board bandies?
Ooh.
Oh.
They're also selling those for $5 at local volleyball tournaments. Just kidding. We love you, Kawhi. Please come back.
It's not too late. It's not too late.
It's not too late.
Did you sign yet?
Yo, that condo's still there for you, Doug. Like,
you can live in my house. Shit.
So essentially, it was the... New Balance 997S. It's like a newer version of that silhouette, I would say. They changed up the mudguard on the front, just the shape of it.
Yep.
The colorway we got was the white mesh with the gray, and it has a hint of teal in there. And I think some...
pink.
Some pink, right?
They're being dubbed on the interwebs. The South Beach.
They're cute. Yeah, they're dope. Honestly,
I definitely agree with your analogy where you said it gave you Wave Runner vibes.
Yeah.
Because it's not as much of a teal as it is a, what did we call it? Dark Atomic, whatever the hell those paras were.
Yeah.
It's definitely closer to that, which is Wave Runner-y.
But even like the blocking and how the midsole looks on the shoe.
Yeah.
It's very like Wave Runner-y kind of
chunky
vibes.
It's nice
to
and
it.
Chunky.
Yeah. I love the midsole of the 997S. Definitely my favorite, one of my favorite silhouettes now. Honestly, man, it's dope. Quality's crazy.
It's better than the other 997S that we received.
997H?
997H is what we got. Yes, sorry. But the quality is better on the 997S.
Quality is better, but I think it's also like a higher price point.
Oh, okay.
So the 997H is 120 Canadian. These ones are 149.
Oh, so not a huge difference.
Not huge,
yeah.
But you do get a bit of a different... in price range, but it's worth it.
I like them.
Yeah,
comfy too.
Oh, super comfy.
Super comfy.
Super comfy. Super stylish. Super dope.
Thanks, man.
Thanks.
So sure. I on Saturday I went to the AGO, the AGO, as we're going to call it going forward. We were invited by so NetMag's very good friend of the show. I think he said he's going to subscribe, so he might listen to this. Andy.
Oh,
at NDLO on Instagram was kind enough, because he has a connect at the AGO, to invite us out, because they just opened a sneaker themed exhibit, if you will, curated by the artist Brian Youngen. It's J-U-N-G-E-N.
Is it silent? Sure, is it silent?
He's indigenous, so I feel like it's not Jungen. That just sounds chunky, you know? I think it's Youngin. I'm going to go with Youngin. We're just going to call him Brian, though.
Yeah. Brian J.
Brian J. Good friend of the show, Brian J.
BJ, out here.
BJ, correct. BJ. So BJ's exhibit is indigenous inspired at its core. It is at the AGO until September. But the cool thing that he does is he uses sneakers as one of his main mediums. So what he does is he rips them apart, makes masks out of them, makes huge like sculptures out of them. And it's really cool. And he does that because he thinks that sneakers, because he's not a sneakerhead, which I found very surprising.
Yeah.
He kind of just went out and bought them just for the exhibit and then destroyed them immediately following purchasing them. But he thinks that sneakers are like a perfect and prime example of like modern day consumerism. Like very buy, wear, throw out, buy, wear, throw out, like just repeat kind of thing. So that obviously, all that kind of consumerism, capitalism, like globalization messed with indigenous lands and messed with indigenous culture. Like look at the whole colonization thing. I'm going to apologize on behalf of white people for that. Like that was shitty. But yeah, so he thinks that sneakers personify that. So he rips them apart, makes indigenous masks as kind of like a jab at the whole concept of using something like that to represent his culture, which was partially destroyed by that culture, in a sense. But the exhibit is extremely cool. It's huge. We were lucky enough to have someone walk us through the whole thing. So they got to, like, it's different going to an art museum and having somebody explain it to you.
Yeah.
Because usually when you go, you're like, I have no idea what's going on. Yeah, that's pretty neat, I guess. But having someone walk us through and, like, explain everything and describe everything was very cool.
That's cool.
And then we got a print from the artist, from Brian J. And then we went to the AGO Bistro, and they actually have a whole menu that's inspired by the exhibit itself.
True.
So apparently every time they have a big exhibitor come in, they do a whole menu selection based on that exhibitor. So it was good. It was, like, indigenous style, like, entrees. Like, there was, like, fish. There was that kind of thing. Like, you would think, like, indigenous stuff. And there was stuff related to, like, his background, stuff related to his art. So it was really cool. It was really fun.
That's cool.
Thank you so much to the AGO. We're actually going to go back on Saturday. Alvin's coming. Keith's coming. Phil's going to come because we just told him to. Joel is probably has basketball. What are you doing?
No basketball.
Okay. but yeah, it was really cool. And I'm excited to now be able to walk them through it because now I own the knowledge. Knowledge is power. But yeah, it was really fun. Thank you, AGO. And I didn't know this, but if you're under 25, the AGO is free.
Yeah.
Yeah, my ID,
just missed it.
They started that last year, I think.
Just missed
it. Got a fake ID. I need a fake ID.
Yeah, man.
Damn. Imagine getting a fake ID to make yourself younger. That's a new flex. Yeah.
Do they check? Because I could just shave.
Yeah.
They definitely... I think if you walked up and you're just like, I'm going in, they'd be like, hey, hold on.
Wait a second.
Yeah.
We've seen this before. We know this trick, okay?
I'm sure after the first day of just the honor system, they were like, yeah, this isn't working. Nobody paid today.
That guy's definitely 63. He didn't pay. We're losing money here.
Yeah, we'll give you guys an update next week, and we'll get these guys' reactions to how they liked it as well. And we'll see if I did a good job as a tour guide. Next up, EEE. Errors, edits, and e-messages. We're pretty smart guys, but from time to time we make mistakes. So if you catch a slip and hit us in the DM, and we'll let the world know that we goofed. First up, right off the top, from Troy Alexander.
Sorry, bro.
he made sure to let us know that the white, orange, and blue Air Max 1 Para Para Family and Friends is the Albert Heijn. I think we figured it out last week.
After.
Yeah, we did.
Eventually.
After.
But he also said, in all caps, Dooney should have known.
But I did say
I think he's disappointed in you for not knowing it right off the bat. He wants you on the ball.
Now he's going to wear them.
My bad.
At Shoe
Hall. Now he's going to wear them. He's so angry. Just because he's pissed.
He's going to shit on us.
That's okay.
Pure anger. Next up, from good friend of the show, Out West, Cal B.
Yo.
Mr. Calby. So this is actually the first time we've gotten a call in EEE.
Yeah. Oh,
nice. Because he was
apparently he called me too.
He called you too. This guy's weird.
I loved it, man. I was like, Calby's calling. What the fuck? Let's get it.
Yeah, it was like a random like Wednesday afternoon and Calby called me.
Loved it.
But yeah, so he said that a certain Calgary sneaker consignment store sent a bunch of pairs of the Travis Scott ones that they weren't sure about to StockX. And they all made it through.
Was it Travis Scott 1s or Yeezys?
I think he said Travis Scott 1s. Maybe he did it with the Yeezys. I'm pretty sure he told me Travis Scott 1s, though. But it was something. Something that they weren't sure. Like, they were questioning. So they were like, honestly, let's just send these off because I don't want to sell them in my store. Mm-hmm. They all got through StockX.
Shocking.
So either that store is bad at authenticating.
Yeah, no.
Wow.
Or StockX is bad at authenticating. Mm. But yeah, he was listening to our episode StockX. Where we were basically shitting on StockX. It was actually with Phil again.
That was episode 68.
That was you started that whole thing.
I did.
Yeah.
Nice. Thanks, full circle. Full circle over
probably
here.
Probably going to end up biting me, but yeah, nice.
Just wait till, nice. Just wait till you're trying to buy some on StockX. Yeah. When you were to find those Lucky Charm
gonna,
Kyries.
They're going
to like,
screw me over on my Kyrie 4s that I need for next season.
So last up from good friend. That was a bad accent. Good friend of the show. I don't know what I was trying
Eyebrow
for.
Eyebrow sneakers.
Yeah, see, at least you knew. See, you got it. Highbrow sneakers from whatever country that accent was from England, from London, England, I believe. He says, guys, if you ever come to London, make sure you hit me up. First off, that might not ever, probably not going to happen. Next up.
Why are you ruling it out? You got time.
Yeah, it's not a cheap trip to go to London.
It's not.
No.
Like, unless...
Because it's the Queensland.
It is Queensland. If
the exchange is nasty.
It's like double, right?
Yeah. I think it's 1.5, 1.6.
That's nasty. Mm. Unless Highbrow and his husband are letting us stay at his house.
About it.
Then.
Free accommodations.
Yeah, then we can talk. If you've got like a Buckingham Palace style accommodation set up for us, I'll be there tomorrow. But he continues. He says, I won't pretend sneaker culture is as good here as North America, though. I went somewhere for lunch recently and was refused entry because I was wearing trainers.
Wow.
Trainers.
For anyone listening, is a shoe. He then goes on to say, I've never felt so insulted in my life. I was wearing Para Air Max 1s from last year.
Damn.
So it's not like he was wearing some dirty shoes.
Para's getting heavy love on this episode. Para.
Holy.
Sub-sponsored by Para.
Arizona and Para.
Just they need thirsty.
Taking care of you guys.
Wearing Para sneakers for 99 cents.
Para sneakers.
Super confusing. Para and Arizona need to link up.
That's what we need. Did he like clarify where he like what kind of restaurant
he
was at?
He just said he went for lunch. I mean, what kind of lunch place could you be going to that is that fancy?
If it's a
overly fancy, you would know going in, like, I can't wear shoes here.
Yeah.
I think
unless there's some extremely
I would still try though.
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. I mean, if you're out and going for lunch, you're not going to go home and change.
No,
you're just going to try and grab the lunch, right?
That's true.
I'm paying you, motherfucker. Let me eat your
food. I will not leave.
You're not wrong.
And I'll have the salmon, thank you.
Shaken, not stirred, if you will.
Medium rare, my steak.
I don't know why Alvin's been doing the Australian. He's been doing the Australian accent.
Because Highbrow is
clearly from London.
Is Highbrow the Australian living in London?
Yeah, he's one of them.
He's
one of them.
Oh, okay, my bad.
It's Highbrow and Kieran.
Kieran Knightley.
From episode 68.
Yes.
Yeah.
I didn't have the context of the Australian thing. So it totally makes sense. Cancel. Yeah.
Australians you guys can erase in that
London.
Part.
Living in London.
Yes.
A lot of accents happening.
Speaking of wearing sneakers to fancy places, it's now time for thumbs up, thumbs down. In this part of the show, we give our opinion on various sneaker-related topics with zero context or discussion. All we're allowed to say, not gesture, because the listeners cannot hear our gestures, is thumbs up or thumbs down. And this week's topic is sneakers and suits.
Thumbs way up, dog.
Way up.
If I had a third, it'd be up there too.
Just put the two of my thumbs that I do have that God gave me. They will go just mostly up. My thumbs are mostly up. Phil.
Yeah, sure. Let's go thumbs up. It's comfortable.
Nope. That's no.
Oh, no context. Sorry.
I don't want anything.
Let me tell you guys why.
Here's my explanation.
In 1990.
Next up, NSR, not sneaker related. We talk about sneakers a lot.
Thumbs up.
So in this weekly segment, we're going to take 30 seconds out of the show to discuss something completely irrelevant to the world of sneakers. And this week's topic is coming from Alvin.
Shit.
Were you not ready this week?
No, I wasn't. I can be.
Going forward, I'm going to let you think, okay?
Yeah.
Going forward, maybe what we should do is the NSR individual person coming up with that topic is the person who brings dinner.
Ooh.
Okay.
Because we rotate dinners.
So you brought dinner today.
But going forward.
So you dropped the ball today.
So the anniversary. Starting today, with the person who brings dinner also brings the NSR topic.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm good.
I just tried to draw it out a little bit. Yeah. Go ahead, Alvin.
What are your dream vehicles?
Ooh.
Oh, nice.
That's a good one. I have a realistic dream vehicle and I have a...
I don't want a realistic
one. You want the dream vehicle?
Tell us about the DeLorean, Lawrence.
I don't know which one, but I would want a Lamborghini. I like the look. Over Ferrari for me, I like Lamborghinis.
Yeah.
How about you, Joel?
Facts. I like old school and I'm going to keep it like a 68 Cutlass.
So if someone offered you a 69, you're like, no.
No, it's got to be the hard top Sport.
I would never say no to a 69. Go, Alga.
After dark. the Mustang that's in Gone in 60 Seconds. Can't remember which one it was, though.
I believe it was the Ford Mustang.
The Shelby. Shelby.
Whose phone's going off? I can hear the buzzer.
Ford.
This guy said the Ford Mustang.
I believe it was the Ford.
The one from Ford. Mustang. Thank you. They made. Thank you for your insight, Phil. Mm-hmm. What would your dream car be?
I'm going to keep it kind of contemporary. I like the black Mercedes, either 600 or S550.
Jeez.
Nice. Well, very fancy answers from everybody. Thank you. Time is up. Next up, promos, which will lead us into our main discussion for the week.
Oh!
That's right. Is that a nice segue? It's going to be a nice segue. See, it's not a good segue anymore because I already introduced the segue.
Are you guys ready for the segue? You're not ready for the segue.
I'm not going to give it to you. The only promo we've been talking about for the past couple weeks is a little event that's going on next week. Listening to this, it's next week.
Oh, okay. We still got time. Okay,
it's not this coming weekend. We wouldn't be here.
I thought you said Saturday.
I think we may have to off-put next week's episode. I'm not sure. No? What do you think? You think we're going to record next week?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah,
sure.
We'll just see more of each other because what will end up happening is we'll do the Tuesday, True to Size Tuesdays.
Yep.
Set up Thursday, set up Friday, all day, all night, Saturday.
And then sleep together on Sunday. Actually sleep. Not like Netflix and chill sleep.
Yeah, and then wake up and then take the stuff home.
We'll just sleep in the space. I think they'll be okay if we sleep in the space.
Yeah, whatever.
Okay. Anyways, so there will be an episode next week. I was going to ask you guys that, and then we just did it live.
I'm down. Why not? Unless you guys want different, like, I think we'll be okay.
We'll be fine.
So, Shoe Haul, the second one, part two.
Two Haul,
the U-Haul, is next week, next Saturday, July 27th at 552 Queen Street West on the second floor. The entire space is ours. Mm-hmm. So the merchandise pop-up is going from 11 to 4 p.m. If you want to line up, feel free. There will be no need. As it's not mandatory, but there is some limited items. So maybe you should line up. Just line up. It's fine.
Camp out.
Camp out from now, honestly. Mm. There's some very limited stuff. You're going to want to be there. Be there from now. Mm-hmm. But we're also going to be sharing the space in that time with a bunch of very good friends of the show. Mm. First up, Net Magnetism is going to be there once again for the second year in a row. He's going to be letting individuals bring their children and build his kick bricks on site. And if you do so, the child is allowed to take that kick brick for free.
Damn.
For what?
That's cheaper than in Arizona, people. $3.99. So any sneaker parents out there, any mom and dads who want to bring out their child, give them some culture, get a free kick brick.
Facts.
Maybe get some ice cream.
Facts.
Because we're also sharing the space with Churnt Up. Definitely the best name in the ice cream game. Mm. The hell is a Baskin Robbins? That's a stupid name.
Dairy Queen?
No. What? No. Churnt Up. Churn it up.
You should use the sound effects.
No, that was good enough. They will be dishing out, what is it, $3 for one scoop.
$3.50 for one scoop?
Yeah.
$6 for two. That's, so you might
you save money for getting two.
It's a deal, yeah.
Because if you got two, and they were charging for two, that's $7.
You're wasting money if you buy only one scoop.
Facts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they have some sick flavors, and they're not telling us.
No, I think it'll be a surprise.
I hope it's. They offer strawberry Pocky ice cream.
But they also have like a mango, like real mango.
Mango, like actual chopped up mangoes. Mm.
That's a
they had mini egg ice cream, which was probably an Easter special.
Yeah.
Mm. I'm still hoping it's going to be there because I love mini eggs.
Samesies.
Like if they only get sales from us that day, they'll probably be fine because we're going to be eating ice cream all fucking day. We're not going to have time to eat food, so might as well just eat ice cream.
Facts.
But yeah, they will be sharing the space. And last week / this week, I don't know when it was, we announced the final person sharing the space with us, which is Parlor 23. Correct. So they are very good friends of the show. They have been so helpful in this whole merchandise venture that we've been on. Yeah. And they will be there dishing out some brand new stuff. He said he's going to release some stuff at Shoe Hall.
His jerseys, though?
Basketball jerseys and the baseball jerseys. The basketball jersey with like the logos that spell Parlor is just Sick. Incredible. Crazy. Like, such a good idea. Mm-hmm. And he's going to have some restocks of probably his, like, money cat tees and that kind of thing. Ooh, so that stuff is, like, yeah, fire. Mm-hmm. So he's also going to be there. This is all just 11 to 4 people.
Wow.
Just, that's just the one part. The second part of the second shoe haul is a panel discussion from 4 to 5-ish. Hopefully we can cap it at 5. That's going to be Phil's job.
I'm going
to
say
5:30. Yeah, Phil's job is to hard cap it at 5:30. Like, if someone's talking, you just... like grab their mic.
Thank you for coming through.
Yeah, exactly. You interrupt their ass.
Shut up.
You
you're done.
Stop it. Yeah, because we have. Anyways, so yeah, we'll get to that. Mm-hmm. But it's going to feature us. Our good friend Philly over here will be moderating / hosting the panel. Mm-hmm. We already paid him with absolutely no money. He can't even buy an Arizona with what we're paying him with.
Free 99.
I'm in the red with this Arizona.
Yeah.
Gotta spend money. Sorry. Gotta spend money to make money.
And our good friend and host of the space, yes. Trent from Exclusity,
yes.
And other good friend and co-contributor, collaborator of the space, Net yes. Magnetism, Tong from Net Magnetism. Mm-hmm. So we're going to talk about, well, we're going to get to what we're going to talk about, but it should be interesting. I don't even know what we're going to talk about. We'll figure it out in 5 minutes, but it should be really fun. There's a lot of very big personalities, and then Tong is like quiet, but he's got a lot of cool things to say.
Yeah.
So when he speaks, you listen.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he doesn't demand the attention. It's just what he's saying is like you want to hear it.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to hear what everyone has to say and how everyone kind of collaborates and speaks on.
And can I just just say this from now?
Yeah.
Anyone who's talking and not listening,
oh, you're getting called out.
Get the fuck out.
Yeah. We've been to so many
this
panels.
This is not happening. Yeah. Like, what happened at the Jeff Staple and MGD thing? I wanted to hear what the fuck was going on. And people were talking in the back, like, shut the fuck up or get out.
And Jeff and...
that's what happens when you invite influencers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Whoa. Anyone who's trying to do that at our thing, yo, you better best believe I'm throwing you out like Uncle Phil and Jazz.
Ooh.
Except no pad.
Wow.
Ain't nobody staying there. Trust me.
No pad. No cap.
Best believe.
No cap.
I don't care how big you are either.
Correct. Mm-hmm. Well, all three of us will pick you up at the same time. Yeah. This is not a... Jeff Staple is a very genuine and calm guy. So he didn't say anything. I think he shushed the crowd a couple times.
Yeah.
We won't be doing any polite shushing. Mm. This, you're there from 4 to 5 for the panel. So if you're coming to see that, please just... yeah. Be respectful. Come listen. If you don't want to watch, then you're not.
You
didn't pay to be there.
Go eat something.
Yeah, definitely. We're not. We don't want anyone who is there to not want to be there.
Yeah.
But yeah, that should be really fun. And then we're gonna tear down in the quickest fashion possible, because at 7 o'clock
we are tearing down like tremendous.
Yeah. Reopen the space.
Plastic.
Because
plastic tabletops.
Yeah. Rip everything off. It's gonna be a disaster. But 7 to 10. We are going to have the CGS Sneaker Social take place in the same space. This is a whirlwind day. That's going to be the cap on all of it. So it's invite only. Thank you to everyone who has already RSVP'd. If you have not RSVP'd and you did receive an invite,
get on that.
Please do that, because it makes us a lot easier to know who is coming and how many people are attending. But yeah. So that's going to be really fun. It's sponsored by MGD. It's going to take place in Exclusivity on the second floor. Should be really fun. And I think we actually wanted to run a promotion for our listeners for the party. Correct?
Correct.
So if you're listening right now and you did not receive an invite, email us right now with a skill testing answer that Alvin's going to think of while I keep talking. And we will invite you. We'll send over an invite to the party. So if you can't make it, please don't, like, you can answer it, but just let us know, hey, I can't make it. Like, don't take up someone's spot who could actually come.
Yeah.
But we'll choose a couple people and we'll send them an invite to the exclusive party at Exclusivity. So Alvin, what is your skill testing question?
In honor of our special guest of honor,
minus
Philly.
The honor, yeah.
minus the honor. So Phil's been on a few, if not a lot of our episodes. What I want to know is, what was the first episode he was on?
Oh, I know the answer to that. Oh, okay.
No, you're not. No.
Oh, you can't say it on the spot.
You were invited. So you don't need to answer the question.
So you're good, bro. You're
okay.
Good.
Okay.
But yeah, so if you know the answer to that, or if you can find the answer to that, go ahead and email us right now or DM us your answer, and the first couple of people will choose you, and we'll send over an invite to you. We're very excited for the day. We can't wait. Like, we've been working our friggin' asses off for a couple months now to get this going, so we cannot wait for it to come to fruition. We're wearing the merch right now. I'm wearing the merch right now. Just me, actually.
And Joel.
And Joel is, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can't tell you what it is, but we're wearing it.
It's sexy.
It's really nice. Now Phil is touching some of the
merch.
This
one's nice.
You like that one?
Thank you guys for this
one. Do you like the one you have or the one I have?
The one you have, I'm buying, and I'm, yeah. But this one is dope.
So you like both?
I like both. This one's nice. I'm going to wear this one tomorrow. Am I allowed to wear it tomorrow?
Sure.
Tomorrow's Thursday, but the podcast isn't
just don't post it anywhere.
Okay.
Yeah. You got that new early.
Early.
You don't know anyone cool anyway, so it's fine.
That's fine.
So now for our main discussion topic of the week, we're just going to get into what we want to talk about with Trent and NetMag and ourselves on the panel. Mm-hmm. So we were going to have this conversation amongst us after the podcast, but I thought, why not just get into it now? I think it might be interesting for people to hear the thought process that goes behind it, and then maybe if anyone has any contributions, they can send them in, and we can add some stuff in as well. Mm-hmm. But we're going to try and get just some questions and some topics rolled out here, and we'll see what we can do. So like I said one more time, the panel is from 4 to 5 on July 27th at 552 Queen Street West. We're going to have Trent from Exclusity and Tong from NetMag, three of us, and Phil will be moderating. So, where do you guys think we should start this thing? Phil, do you have any experience doing this kind of thing at all?
I've done a couple of these.
Like panels or interviews or?
Yeah, a little bit of both. More like interviews, but I mean, panels is kind of it's like a group interview. I guess
same idea.
Say.
Yeah.
Yeah. So like, why do you guys want to work here? Those kind of things.
So where... why do you guys want to work here?
What makes you cool enough to come talk to us right now?
During these interviews, are any of the interviewees sitting on black leather couches? Because those don't count if they're sitting on a...
is this a joke I'm missing here?
Yeah, this probably is. I don't want to get into it anymore than that, though.
I think I get it.
No,
it starts with a C.
With an asking. And then
asking.
But yeah, so Phil, where do these things usually start? Like, how do we... other than the awkward, like... Hey guys, like how's it going? Like after that whole awkward exchange, where do we go from there?
I mean, aside from introducing you guys, I think it's important to kind of get a little bit of background, even though most of the people there will know you guys and or Tong and or Trent. But I think intros is a good place to start, and then just knowing, like having met Trent the other day and hearing part of the story, I know he has a very deep, rich history in streetwear and sneakers, and coming up in Montreal, which is a good, it's a different perspective.
Yeah,
and then,
absolutely.
What I like overall about the whole panel is that there's different, like you guys all dabble in whether it's being a consumer, whether it's selling, whether it's, you know, from the retail side to certain degrees, but there's experts, like there's people that definitely lean, like obviously NetMag Tong would be a little bit more versed in like kind of like aftermarket,
correct.
Reselling, as the kids call it.
Yeah.
And then Trent, of course, on the retail side, obviously Exclusivity, and you guys somewhere in the middle.
Yeah,
with all of you having experience in most. So intros would be good. A little bit of background, and then I think people want to hear you know what you guys are most like knowledgeable at. So it's going to be like about retail side of things, the resale side of things, and then you guys maybe more on the culture side. So
I agree. That's why we named it the Sneaker Spectrum
panel
discussion, because we cover the whole spectrum from retail to culture to aftermarket. So I think like you said, it's a really cool dynamic that we're going to have. So in this introduction, are you thinking like background stories? Because I think that like Trent has a really cool background story. We heard some of it during the podcast, but anyone who didn't listen will probably want to hear it. And I think there's a lot more in-depth version of that story that I think people would want to hear. I think our story is kind of interesting because it just literally started from a hashtag. That could be a tagline. It all started with a hashtag. And then even Tong, like a very interesting story, like with how I remember when we had him on the podcast, he told it, but like he took over a friend's eBay. Like that's where the name Net Magnetism came from. It was just some friend who gave him their eBay for the seller rating so he would be able to sell stuff well. Like he came up in shoes, but he didn't get shoes until he could buy them himself. Like it's always, he didn't go to school for this whole finance thing. Like it's very, like it's a cool story. So I think that getting off, like you said, like with the intros and the background and maybe like the story of like, okay, how did we get to here? And then like you can kind of go forward. So I agree. So I think we'll start like intros and background. And then what kind of questions are you thinking to ask the groups Do you have any ideas?
No, I haven't really thought about it yet.
That's good. Yeah, we can think about it right now.
Yeah.
I was thinking, because I had time to think, I actually thought about it.
Oh.
like, just why everyone is in their specific field to begin with. Like, what's your connection to it? What's your, not just your background story of how you got here, but, like, why? Like, why this? Like, Trent could be selling anything. Like, he's an entrepreneur. He could be selling friggin' vacuums, like, whatever. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I used vacuums as an example. Mm-hmm. You could be selling anything. Tong didn't start in finance. Like, he was never, I don't think his goal was ever to be where he is. But why did you keep going? And then for us, like, we were just some run-of-the-mill, like, we like to buy a lot of shoes. And then something clicked, and we're like, maybe let's make something from this. Mm-hmm. So I think following the background, it's like, how did you get here? Maybe why are you here? That's how you do in interviews, right? Is it the who, what, where, when, why, how? Like,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Most of the time. Yeah.
Well, for you guys, I think it's like this is one of your it's one of your first panels. Kind of like as a,
I've been on maybe like, one before, I mean, like, but yeah.
Like as a group. CGS, yes. Yeah. Right. Yes. So I think even though a lot of people are familiar with you guys, like it's good to have that start, like kind of like the history and mm-hmm. and like kind of the story.
I agree.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know if you've been thinking, but I'll just keep ringing off things.
Yeah, ring them off.
If you guys have anything that you can think of that you would want to ask. But one thing that I really want to know, especially coming from, like we said, somebody in retail, and there's us, like obviously we know our answers, but then there's aftermarket, like how have they seen it change and progress, and what do they think of it? Like, has it been good or bad? Like, obviously, from Trent's point of view, like he mentioned on the podcast in episode 68, mm-hmm. he was saying that in, like, the heyday of Nike basketball, things were flying off the shelves. Like, they couldn't keep anything in stock. Mm-hmm. And then you progressed to GRs don't matter.
Yeah.
Like, how has the journey been? Like, what have you had to do to adapt? And then the same thing for Tong or, like, NetMag. How has it changed? Like, how has reselling changed? Because when he started his website, he was doing mostly, like, older stuff. Like, mm-hmm. I remember when we discovered him or when we, like, yeah. met him, I guess, he was, like, most of his website was old SBs mm-hmm. and, like, old Air Forces and stuff. Yeah. And now it's taken a second, it's like, a seat to raffles and hype stuff. Yeah. So it seems to have progressed similar to, like, alongside the culture. But, like, how does he feel about it? How has it been? What changes has he had to make? Mm-hmm. So I think that would be really cool. Again, like the who, what, when, where, why, how. Like, how have you adapted to get to where you are? Because, I think that just that question could be an entire yeah. hour discussion. Like, how it's changed and what you think of it. Like, especially with the three different sides of the story, could be yeah. super interesting.
Mm-hmm. I know he posts about it sometimes, and he talks about it sometimes, like in general on IG. But
he, as in
Tong, okay, Tong, sorry. NetMag, yeah. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people want to know how he gets all the sneakers all the time.
Yeah.
You know, people might, I don't know how much he's going to divulge, but like people want to know, you know, how do you get all the releases? How do you get old stuff? How do you get new stuff? What do you pay for them? Mm-hmm. How are yeah. you making profits on this? And again, yep. don't, if you're listening to this, don't expect all these answers because it's
yeah,
up to him.
No, he's not going to give you.
Yeah.
yeah.
Here's how you can be.
He's likely not going to sign over his business at yeah, this talk. But, no. You know, these are questions I think people want to know because he's so, like, he's such a big figure in the kind of the aftermarket mm-hmm. resale thing.
Yeah,
and
I agree.
And he has such a great system going
yeah.
with the raffles. And yeah, I think people want to hear about that. And then conversely, like with Trent, from the resale side, retail.
Yeah.
From the retail side, he's really all about getting the consumer their shoe first come, first serve.
Mm-hmm.
No raffles, not so much resale. He's like, you know, even as you know, personal preference, he mentioned, like, I'm not buying anything
yeah,
resale.
Ever. Yeah.
You know, so it's kind of like completely contrasting. So
correct.
You know,
yeah.
He'll
yeah.
have a lot of good insight on like what he does to kind of get shoes hype or GR into the hands of people mm-hmm. who want to hoop in them, who want to wear them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I think both of them can go really deep. And then you guys obviously have like good experience with both. So
yeah, honestly, I wouldn't even be mad if this turns into just a them two thing, because it could be so interesting just to hear their conflicting opinions. Not even yeah. conflicting, just like their converging opinions on things.
Yeah.
Because we could even ask them like, Trent, what do you think of resellers? Like just right. your unfiltered, what's your opinion? What's your view? What do you think they do? How do you think they get it? Because mm-hmm. he seems like he obviously, like said it last week, like he said he's okay with them. Like it makes his stuff sell out.
Yeah.
Like how do you really feel? Because like you said, he wants his stuff in the hands of people who are going to wear it and who are going to support him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then the opposite would be asking Tong, like what's a retail store? Why does it matter?
Yeah.
Because for him, he probably never even walks into a store. All his stuff shows up in a box. Like, it's coming from a store somewhere.
Yeah.
But, like, do you think they're necessary? Do you think they have a shelf life? Do you think they're going to last? And then, like, literally just asking these questions back and forth are going to get them going like crazy, I think.
Yeah.
And it's going to be super interesting to hear.
Yeah.
Anything you guys can think of what we should topicize?
That's not a word. Previous to this, I was always kind of thinking, like, because essentially people who are coming there will already know us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What we stand for, what we want to do, what we do within the whole community.
Yeah.
But I always thought that this was going to end up being, not negatively, I always thought that this was going to end up being like a Tong and Trent show.
Yeah, that's fine. That's what I want it to be.
We're, so that's what's kind of what I'm looking forward to.
We're facilitating it. We are just as much like fans or like we want to hear it as anyone who's showing up.
Like I'm more than willing to take a back seat just because like...
We can all three share one mic. Like we're not going to need it. Yeah.
Yeah, like I definitely want to see a reseller and like... a retailer, not a corporate retailer, because corporate retailers don't really care.
Yeah, correct. Yeah,
but like a retailer, like from the ground up, to just interact and just kind of see that. Because till now, I've never.
Yeah, you don't see that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm assuming unless it's a backdoor situation, that's probably the only time they interact.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like a reseller going to a retailer and be like, "I want to buy 100 pairs." Like they don't interact on a cultural level or talking about like issues or topics within the community.
Yeah.
So I think it's going to be, like, I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be super cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I thought that would be interesting to ask, mostly them, but I'm sure we'll have something to say, is what they think the game or the culture is missing. Mm-hmm. Because Trent voiced his opinion very, let's say, animatedly.
Loudly?
Loudly.
Trent out loudly.
That he really wants people in GRs and inline stuff. Like, he thinks those are just as important as the hype stuff. He wishes people were just walking in and buying stuff from the shelf like it used to be. So there's obviously something he thinks is missing from the game. And I would just want to know what he thinks is missing. And then same with Tong, like, what he thinks is missing. Because he's just as much into the culture as he is into making a buck.
Yeah.
Like, he's not just this suit reseller guy who's gouging you for every last penny, every last 99 cents to get that one more Arizona. Mm-hmm. Like, he is very into the culture, cares about the community. Like, he does what he can and he does his part. So it'd be interesting to hear their different, because they probably would have different answers based on what they think is missing or what the culture needs. Or maybe they won't. Maybe they'll have the same answer. And I think that would be refreshing, actually, if they had the same answer.
Yeah.
If they both think the culture and the community is missing the same thing, I think we might have, like, a little, like, ding, like, a light will pop on, and they'll be like, this guy's not so bad. Like, they'll look at each other and be like, we can be friends. Like, we can coexist. and then, like, just bouncing off of that, like, where they think it can come from, where they, if they think they can play a part in... like, not changing it, but aiding in whatever change or whatever is missing. Because that's what that's how we started. Like, we thought that there was something missing from the sneaker community, so we started it, and now we're here. So I think that it'd be interesting to ask them, because maybe they've never even been asked these questions before. So it would be very interesting to hear what they have to say.
Mm-hmm. I think it's going to be cool to hear. We can hopefully make them talk about this. But Trent... and Tong specifically, they have a lot of experience with like with trends in sneakers. I'm not just talking about like collabs or releases or aesthetics, but like even in pricing. Mm-hmm. Like Trent's seen such a change in pricing on a retail level.
Yeah, he's been in it 12 years. So imagine what Jordans cost 12 years ago.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Even like 5-6 years ago. So he has, again, it's going to be a real deep dive for him. And even on Tong, it's like he has so many shoes, or he's passed through so many shoes, or has so many. It's like he's seen fluctuation in prices, so he can give good insight on like, okay, well, you know, I have all these Union ones right now, and I'm holding on to them because
this is why,
or I'm selling them because.
Mm-hmm.
So he can kind of give you like give us everyone like a lot of cool insights on how he determines or how he watches a shoe and determines if like, oh, this might go up or I think this is going to be a brick.
And I wonder if Trent, like conversely, would be willing to divulge, because when, like he mentioned, when you're buying from Nike or you're buying releases from any brand, you're buying like a year in advance. like a very long time beforehand. And when you're buying, he's told me in the past, you're buying off of like a half an inch by half an inch little snippet like of a picture, and you have to decide like, yeah, I want 3,000 of those for my store. So he has to be the one who decides like, is this going to be cool or is it not? So it's going to be interesting to know, like, how do you decide? Like, do you think this is going to be cool? And then same thing with Tong. Like, how do you decide, like, hey, unions are where I need to put all my money right now? With all the 3 million different shoes I can buy, unions are going to go up the most in the next 3 years. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to put all my money into that. Because Trent and Nem, they're doing the exact same thing. And then, like you said, like, just as you were talking, they've seen so many shoes walk through, or, like, pass through their hands. And each time, they're worth a different amount.
Right.
Isn't that kind of weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, think of how Tong's been doing it for whatever, 5 to 10 years. Like, he's probably had whatever shoe, like a Heineken SB, passed through his hands 100 times. And the first time it passed through his hands, he's like, okay, this is a $300 bill. Mm. And the next time it's like, okay, this is a $350 bill. Then fast forward 5 years, it's, okay, this is a $1,000 bill. Mm-hmm. And same thing with Trent. He's like, okay, this Bread 4 came out in 2000 and whatever, 11, and this is a $189 bill. And then 5, 10, whatever, how many years later, now it's a $300 bill.
Yeah.
Like, that's just weird to think of in your mind that the same thing is worth a different amount the next time it comes into your hands.
Yeah.
And in a way, like, you look at people like Trent. So, I don't want to call it small business, but, like, independent retailers, right?
Yeah, boutique.
Boutique. Yeah. You know, people like Trent and other people who do the buying for these. And on the other side of it, you have people like Tong from NetMag. And to a smaller, lesser extent, the buyers from the big box chains.
Yep.
Like, these are people, in a way, that are kind of, I'm going to be careful when I say this, but kind of the tastemakers, in a way, because they're deciding what's going to be on shelves.
Yeah, so no, 100% they
you're
are.
Gonna have to, you're going to have to pick from this, right? So whatever you, whatever the actual people, the streets, or whoever.
Whatever the streets
whatever
are saying.
The streets, whatever the streets decide is the cool sneaker.
You just got served.
Whatever, whatever they... you know, drumline. Whatever the people decide as consumers is the hot shoe. It's Blazers now. It's SBs. Whatever it is, that's partially by the palette that Trent, and Tong, and other people put
they curate
out
the market. Yeah,
they curate the vibes.
They do curate the vibe. They curate the streets. That should actually go on someone's resume. Curator of the streets. Mm.
That should go on a t-shirt.
I think that's that's going to be my
Did
new...
Did you guys just reveal one of the Shoe Hall t-shirts?
Shoe Hall 3. The third.
The third.
Curator I think I'm going to put that in my email signature.
Curator
Lawrence Hopkins. Canada Got Soul. Curator of the streets. I like that. Yeah, so after the episode, we'll write down, I think, like a handful of questions, but it'll be up to Philly to get what he needs and make sure the audience is engaged. We trust you.
Oh, man.
We do trust you. But yeah, can you guys think of anything else? Or I think we got some good discussion topics to go off of.
Yeah.
I'm just so excited to hear
it. I don't know if an hour and a bit.
I was going to say, man.
I know. That's the. We have to go. Like, we need
There's
to.
No other option.
It needs to be shorter, actually. But yeah, like if we had this, that could be an 11 to 4 thing. Like I could sit there for 5 hours and hear them go at it because it's
5 hours. We're switching the.
Yeah. We're going to switch them. The pop-up is now 4 to 5. The panel is 11
Eat all the
four.
Ice cream as fast as you can because...
Yeah, I'm so excited. For anybody listening, well, we're going to do one more episode, but it'll drop on the day of Shoe Hall. So please come out, come support.
Yeah, man.
Come to one of the parts, come to both of them if you're invited to all the...
What if everyone's in the spot with their headphones on just listening to the episode... While you're at the-
Imagine
if they're there and showing support, then I don't care.
I love it.
Yeah.
As long as they show up. Thank you to everyone who supported and or been a part of this podcast. Wherever you're taking in this episode, please leave a comment, review, follow, and or subscribe. We've got a Facebook group that we like to use as a forum, sell stuff, and connect with you guys. That is called CGS Talk. It is at facebook.com/groups/CGS.talk. We've got a website we use for reviews, recaps, stories, and much, 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 much more. That is CanadaGotSoul.ca. If you have any questions or suggestions for any of our segments, like the Soul Poll, Sneakerheading for Dummies, or the Fire Round, shoot us a message or email us at CanadaGotSoul@gmail.com. Of course, do not forget to use our hashtag CanadaGotSoul on Instagram for a feature. I have been Lawrence Hopkins, and you can find me at LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Woof.
I'm Joel Hernandez. You can find me at Joe Dooney, J-O underscore D, three O's, N-E-Y.
My name is Alvin Quincy, and you can find me at M-I-S-T-E-R-Q, and then Mart.
And our great and honorable minus the honorable guest.
Why you gotta say that every time?
That's your new email signature. Where can they find you?
I just realized I want to ask you guys, not now, but at the shoe haul thingy.
Yeah.
The origin of the nicknames, because some of them I don't have the story of.
We can definitely get into that. We can do that for all. That can be the icebreaker.
It was when you said a wolf, and I was like, doggy. Like, where is this from?
We can do that for all five of us. We'll do where did the name come from. That's the icebreaker to get into it. Because all five of us have an interesting name. So there you go.
Very cool. My name is Philly, and you can find me online at Soul Purpose.
Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for... I did it again. I did it again. I said it at the beginning of the episode, and I did it again.
That's for that. That's okay, for the care package. They said, okay, man. Like, this is for you guys. I got you guys.
God damn it. Sorry, Kanye. We're not going to pay you for that snippet. Thank you for listening to us talk about sneakers for 70 whole episodes. Please remember to rock your kicks. This has been True to Size. We've been CGS, and we will see you next week. Peace. Damn, 2 weeks in a row.
You need that Arizona.
You're not yourself when you're feeling thirsty. Mm. Get drinking Arizona.
Did you buy the Paras and only have 99 cents left?